Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very delicate question, a very sensitive question regarding an event that has been narrated in some of the books of hadith and narrations. And it's also very famous. It's kind of mentioned on the pulpit by preachers and orators as a virtue and as an event that testifies to the virtue and fazilat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In this tradition, in the way that this tradition has been mentioned, it's recounted that the Imam, he missed his prayers, or his prayers elapsed, and then the Imam prayed that the sun return from its state of setting and come back so that he could perform the prayers that he elapsed, that were missed by him and were elapsed. So this tradition, it seems to contradict the infallibility and immaculateness that we believe belongs to all of our A'imma alayhi salam, and especially Imam Ali, the foremost of the Imams and the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen. So how do we resolve this? At the same time, we do not want to deny this event because we would be denying one of the virtues of the A'imma alayhi salam. Some people, in order to reinforce the objection, they say that how could the Imam miss his prayers when even normal believers, you know, a lot of them, they never miss one prayer in their entire life. How could we say that the Imam missed his prayer? In some of our previous sessions, we looked at one way in which we could answer this objection. It's based on referring to authentic and reliable sources in which this event has been narrated. Today, we're going to be looking at another way to answer it. And again, this is based on actually referring to the main sources in which this event has been recounted. This event is recounted in two ways in the books of traditions. We looked at one of the ways in our previous session. Today we're going to be looking in another way. After the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Imam alayhi salam was present in a city called Babul, and he wanted to pass from the river, the Euphrates, the Furat. Many of his companions were busy passing over this river and carrying their mounts and their wares over the river. The Imam and a group of his companions, they performed the afternoon prayers, the Asr prayers, in congregation. But some of his companions who were busy crossing over the Euphrates, they weren't able to pray, or they prayed but they missed out on the rewards and the sawab of the congregational prayers. Because of this, once everybody had crossed the river, these companions, the second group of companions who either missed their prayers or whose prayers were not performed in congregation, they came to the Imam and they expressed their concern over this matter. Imam Ali alayhi salam saw their concern. He prayed at this time that God return the sun back so that everybody, the people who had missed their prayers could pray, and those who had not prayed in congregation could pray in congregation. So as you can see, in this authentic narration, nothing is mentioned about, nothing is mentioned specifically about the Imam missing his prayers. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We're looking at the event of the returning of the prayers and how it's related to, and whether it indicates that the Imam missed his prayers or not. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.